I would like to start again from Daf Chavov Amud Aleph and to clarify two inyonim. We had a Bachloikes, Rabbe and Rove, to explain the Machloikes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and our Mishneh in Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim further Mesechtes Nedorim. The Rabbi said that Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva hold that the halacha of neder shehuta miktsasai huta kuloi is dafke by mishane dvorov. That means if I'm being unaware that his father was eating the tainim, he said kulchem asurim, and then if he would have known that the father was there, he would have said plainly or plainly. So then we say, so we had wanted to explain that the lumdus is that since he's Mishana Dvorov, so we see that Kulchem by him means everyone. And so in that nether of everyone, there was Huta Miktsasai. And then we say Neder Shuta Miktsasai Huta Kula. By Mamid Dvorov, if he said the first time Kulchem, and it was not Chal on the father, and then he said again Kulchem, if he would have known that the father is there, he also would have said Kulchem Chutz Me'abed. So it comes out that there's no Heter in the Etzim Neder. That means the first Neder did not include his father, because there was no Leif to Asa his father. So the Neder only applied to all the other Eichlim besides his father. And if he would have known, he would again say Kulchem. So there is no Huta Miktsasai Huta Kulay. That is how Rabbi explained the Machloike. So in other words, by Mishana Dvorov, then Rabbi Kivim Beis Hillel hold Neter Shehuta Miktsasai Huta Kulay. By Mamid Dvorov, then everyone holds Misha Huta Huta, Misha Loi Huta Loi Huta. That was Rabbi. And Rabbi said, no. That everyone holds by Mishane Dvorov, everyone holds Neder Shehuta Miktsasai Huta Kuloi. Beshame also holds like this. L'chayda Chachamim also holds like this. Or Achaylik and Rabbi Kiva. Machloikis is B'mame Dvorov. If he said Kulchem, and then, if he would have known that the father is there, he would have still said Kulchem, Chutz Me'abe. So now we have a machloikis, is this considered Mamid Dvorev or Mishane Dvorev? So if we hold Tofes Loshen Rishin, it's considered Mamid Dvorev. And that is the Svar of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds like Rameya, Tofes Loshen Rishin. And Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yosi, Tofes Loshen Achrin, so Memele has a din of Mishane Dvorov, and therefore we'll say Neder Shehuta Miktsasai Huta Kula. So let us start from the middle of the Yomid. Eisvei Rav Popa L'Rove. So now Rav Popa Erst Akash Et Rove. We have a Baraisa, Keitzad Omer Rabbi Kiva, Neder Shehuta Miktsasai Huta Kula. What is the case that Rabbi Kiva holds Neder Shehuta Miktsasai? Is Kainam Sheini Nene L'Kulcham. The Neder that was first said when he was unaware that the father was there, so he said Kulchem. And then Huta Echemim Hutchul Kulam. And the Gemara understood that this is speaking about that if he would know that the father is there, he would not say Kulchem, he would say Lazel, Lazel, Lazel. So that's Mishane Dvorov. She'eini Nene, Lazel, Lazel. Case number two, that the first Neder was Lazel, 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 but let me just add something, which we were unclear last week. Lazel, Lazel, Lazel means that there were five people eating from his tainim, one of the five were his father, but he was standing far away. He didn't know who they were, so he went down the list of all five. So he asked his father also. So lezev, 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 lezev. So he asked all five people. He asked the father also, not knowing that the father was one of the Eichlim. Huta harish and hutra kulam. And the Gemara understood according to Rabbi, this is speaking about also Mishana Dvorov. It is speaking about that if he would have known that the father is there, he would never have said such a nether of lezev, 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 because such a loshen is mashma could be, he'll include the father also. He would have, if he'd known the father was there, he would have said kulchem chutz miyaveh. So it's weiter Mishana Dvorov. The first nether was Kailal Aviv, and if he would have known, he'd been Mishana Dvorov and say Kulchem Chutz Miyabe. So he also say Neder Shehuta Miktsosei Huta Kuloi, because Lamaise, the father became Muta. Zachkemutshit last week, the father, he said Lozam, the father also. That's why he says Lozet, doesn't say Ploini. Lozev, Lozet, so the father became Muta, so Huta Miktsosei Huta Kuloi. Now, case number three is speaking about that only one is muta. So, bishleim l'rabbe, mukim lo l'reishe, the omar lozeh lozeh. That means he started off by saying kulchem. And if he would have known that the father is there, he would have said lozeh lozeh. V'seife, the last case, the Omar le Kulchem, he said Kulchem, and he ended off by saying Kulchem. It's Mamid Dvorov. So by Mamid Dvorov, so then Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't say that the Shuta Miktsosei Huta Kula. So according to Rabbi, this Parais is beautiful. We're speaking according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds that the Shuta Miktsosei by Mishana Dvorov. So the first two cases are Mishana Dvorov Miklal Leprat or Miprat Leklal. And the third case is speaking about Mamed Dvorov, and therefore you don't say Nedar Shuta Miktsosei Huta Kula. Ela L'Didoch, but according to Rove, Bishloim Areishe Mukim Lo Da'oma Lekulchem. The first case of the Baraisa is speaking about, according to Rove, the whole Rabbi Kiva is mechadish afilo by Mamed Dvorov. You also say Neder Shuta Miktsosei Huta Kula. By Mishana Dvorov, everyone is moide that you say Huta Miktsosei Huta Kula. Ela L'Didoch, Bishloi Mereisha, the first case, Mukim La, Toma Lekulchem. That means the Neder was made saying Kulchem. And if he would have known that the father's day, he also would have said kulchem chutz meyabe. So memele, so Rabbi Kiva holds, that's also considered mishana dvora, because he all tough is loshen achen. So memele, so that case you say, huta miktsosei huta kula. Elo seifa da oma lozeve lozeve. But the Gemara understood the Sefer is speaking about that he started off by saying Kulchem, and if he would have known that the father is there, he would have said Lozev, Lozev, Lozev. So the Gemara asks, Abekivehi? That's only going, the Braise is telling us, Ketzad Omar Abekive Neder Shuta Miktsosei Huta Kula. If the Metziosa is speaking about, he started off with Kulchem, and he was Mishane Dvorov, that he would have said lozev lozev, so that's not only Rabbi Kiva, amai pligi rabbonin olay, v'amre tivrei hakel muta. Now let us again learn this ran elo sefer. Kloime mitziyosa, the ran on amid beis, chavova amid beis, elo sefer, kloime mitziyosa, ida oma lozev lozev. What does it mean he said lozev lozev? Kloime שבתחילה אומר לכולכם, when he made first the net, he said לכולכם, ואח שלא אומר, if he would have known that the father is there, so לזה ולזה, he would have said לזה ולזה, וחיתוני בפרייסה לזה ולזה, הדבור בחיינם קוי, this is talking about what he would have said if he would have known that the father is there. רבי קיבי, בית מיה, or במשנה, if he was משנה, אפילו רבונה מוידה, רבונה נא also מוידה by משנה, that you say נדר שוטה מקצוסי. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara understood the first bov is speaking about Mamed Vov, and that's very good. That Ketzad Omar Rabbi Kiva Neder Shuta Mekzosa by Mamed Vov, according to Rove. But the second bov is speaking about Mishana Dvorov, so why is this under a title of Ketzad Omar Rabbi Kiva? This is a double muskim according to everyone, according to Rove. The Lekha Lameima. So now the Ran asks Akasha. What is the problem? What right do you have to say that the Mitzvayosa is speaking about Mishana Dvorov, and now you have a problem, Mishana Dvorov, everyone holds Nedushuta Mikzose. Let us say, Dechihechi de la Rabbe, Trebovi Kamoi b'Mishana, just like according to Rabbe, we learned the first two cases, that we say Nedushuta Mikzose. So we say the first two cases are going according to Mishana Alibe, the Rabbi, le Rove Nami, according to Rove Nami, trei bovi kamoi b'mamid. So the first two bovis are speaking about mamid vorov. Elo de reishik sha'imer b'tchila ul'besoif kulchem. That's how you learn pshat. U'metziyosak sha'omar b'tchila ul'besoif lozev lozev. His memele, so then we don't have any problem in the metziyosak. The Mitzvayosa is speaking about also Mamed Dvorov, and Davke according to and Davke according to Rabbi Kiva, Mamed Dvorov, you say Neder Shuta Mikzos. Al Dereish Kshema Betchila B'Soif Kulchem, Mitzvayosa Kshema Betchila L'B'Soif Lozev V'Lozev. So this is the Ran's kasha. So the Ran answers the Lekha Lameima Hochi. The Bishleima Le Rabbe Tavayu Tzrichi Lashminin Debein Bechlal Leprat Amiprat Leklal Shini Habe. According to Rabbe, I need two bovos to tell us that Zai, he started off with Aloshin Kloli and would have said Aloshin Proti. Or Zai, he started off with Aloshin Proti and would have said Aloshin Kloli. This is called Mishana Dvorov, and you say Nedo Shuta Mikzos. But according to Rove, El Rove, the last lay ukimte elo b'maimit. But according to Rove, the only way you could zetzayin the baraisa is mamid vorov. Tarti b'maimit lomoli. So why does he have to tell me two cases that by maimit vorov Rabbi Kiva holds neder shuta mitzosa yutekul? That's why the Gemara did not want to say that the second bove is maimit. So the second bov is Mishana. So most of second bov is Mishana Dvorov, so it doesn't only go according to Rabbi Kiva. Now on this run, Rabbi Kivega blives by a tzorichion. I would like to say over the lotion of Rabbi Kivega, besides listening to the kasha of Rabbi Kivega, we can perhaps chop a little Yerushamayim also. The way Rabbi Kivega asks the kasha. Rabbi Kivega on this run says as follows, Bani bar v'loy edo. I don't understand the run. Va'ofer ani taches kapis raglo. I'm off, how can I dingzich with the teretz, what he says? Va'ira va'ima. I'm really scared to say what I want to say, but I want to say something. I don't understand what the Ran is saying. So he says, Amoyre de Kizach, the va'ima, the Ran asked the kasha. Maybe the second bove is speaking about, and let's elaborate. The second Bove is speaking about there were five people eating his tainim, and he saw them, and he said, Loze, veloze. So he said, Loze, veloze, 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 veloze. So he said five veloze, and four velozes, and he had intention to asa all five people. Now, his father never became Nesa because Zichen didn't want to asa the father. Fine. Now, if he would have known that the father was there, he would have said, Loze, veloze, veloze, veloze. That's he would have, he wouldn't have mentioned the father. He would have mentioned, he only say these four, not the five. So, Tainet Rabbi Keveger, in such a case, that's not called Mishanet Borov. That means like this. Rabbi said that if he said the first time Kulchem, and he saw there were five people, then he said Kulchem. If he would have known the father was, they would have said Kulchem Chutz Miyabe, in Yehol Tofes Loshen Achen. So, Kulchem Chutz Miyabe is Mishanet Borov. That means the first time he said Kulchem, which means all five people. The second time he said Kulchem Chutz Miyab of Yotofes Loshenachis. So I said, a Mishanedvor. If Yotofes Loshenachis, it's not Mishanedvor. But if Yotofes Loshenachis, it's Mishanedvor. So Rabbi Kiva holds by Mishanedvor, and Tofes Loshenachis makes this also Mishanedvor. So Memeila by Mishana Dvorov, he says, Neda Shehuta Miktsasai Huta Kula. But if the second case is speaking about Mame Dvorov, so he said, Loze, Veloze, 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 Veloze. And now, if you'd known that the father was there, we'd say, Loze, Veloze, Veloze, Veloze. So you'd say four. So this is a mamid vor that is no toys bechlal in the net that he had made. It means the first four says, this is not mishanet vor. This is a mamid vor of that no one holds huta miktsasei huta kuloi. So what's the Ranz Kasha? Maybe the safe is speaking about mamid vor of, and according to Rabbi Kivi, you'll say huta miktsasei huta kuloi. Like Rabbi Kivega. If the safe is speaking about mamid vor of, this is the Lashon of Rabbi Kivega. The Ba'im Elozeb Elozeb Mamid Lekel Aman Diyoma Odehu Bechla Huta Miktsasi Huta Kulay. Never, no one ever say in such a case Huta Miktsasi Huta Kulay. Bishloim Bikulchem B'Mamid. By the first case, Bikulchem B'Mamid Vav Havagam Kein Shinui. That's all, there's Meshanet Vav. The Kulchem Stome Kulu mashme, kulchem is mashme, is kailu everyone that's there. Belishio, vahata oima, ila yisi yedeya, yisi oima kulchem chutz miplaini, davishini, so it's mishanet vorev. This kulchem does not mean all of them, this kulchem means chutz miyapa. Mashenke, beloze, beloze, bemamid vorev. The ilu haya yedei lo ya oimer alplaini. He wouldn't have said I'm the father. The ishtakach shuavi. He wouldn't have said the five velozeh. He would say four. Lozeh, 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 lozeh. Is the legabi inoch, legabi all four people, the lozeh, lozeh, leke shum shiniklau. Ela dahabi mechasev lo ya ya oimer gam alplaini velozeh. So there, by an emissary Mamid Dvorov, no one says neder shuta miktsasei huta kulay. That means the neder, there's nothing wrong with the neder. The first neder was not chal on the father, and if you would have known the father, so you also would have made a neder on the father. So there's no neder shuta miktsasei huta kulay. So Rabbi Kivega blies by Tzorchiyam, he doesn't understand the Rane Zakashe, and the Rane assumes what the Poshet here, you would also say, and the whole reason you don't say it's being about Maimed, because it's Miyut, I said it already by Maimed. Rabbi Kivega Tain is, by Lozeb, 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 he says, that no one would say, So not the way the Ranzer says, he has a kasha and he's saying a teretz, the kasha finds sich nicht on. It can't be speaking by lezeva, lezeva, mamidvo, because then it would be that all of them would remain also. That's Rabbi Kiveges kasha and the Ram. Let's go back to the Ram. Elevadai reisha b'maimit u'mitziyosa b'mishanet. So the Mitzvah is speaking about that he started off with Kulchem. If he would have known that the father is there, he would have said, Lezev, Lezev, Akivin Shekein, Kashi Mitzvah, Deichi Komet Rabbi Kivin V'Lei Rabbono. So why is the Baraisa saying this is going according to Rabbi Kivin? The Tony Keitzah Doma Rabbi Kivin, Hobe Mishane, Afilo Rabbono Maide. Period. That was the Gemara's kasha. For who adin? Now the Ran says the Havale Lekshuye Misefe. The Gemara did not only have to ask from the Mitziyosa, from the middle case. The Gemara could have asked from the Sefer, the Ktoni, that is the Sefer Ha'achin Muter veKulon Asurim veHeichi Mashkachas Lo LeRabbi Kiva. How could you have a case that the Achim Mutav Kulon Asurim Ha'amrit Afilu Maimit Shori? According to Rabbi Kiva, there's never a case that you don't say Huta Miktzosi Huta Kula the Afilu Maimit Shori. So the Gemara could have asked from the Sefer also. I just like to say one shtickle hago. According to Rabbi Kivega, this kash is also not shver. The Sefer could be speaking about a maimed of Lozev, Velozev, Velozev, Velozev. So then in such a maimed, it's Takid, the father's mutter, and everyone else's also. So the Gemara only could ask from the middle case. According to Rabbi Kivega, it's beautiful, why the Gemara only asked from the Mitziyosa. The Gemara did not ask from the last case. According to the Ram here, the Ram says, Einachanami. The Gemara could have asked from the middle case, from the last case also. Period. Now, I'd like to go further. This was more or less we had learned last week. So we're in the middle of asking Akasha and Rove. How did Rove learn Pshat in this Paraisa? And Beprotius, the Gemara is asking the middle case, Akocher is speaking about Mishane Dvorov. I'm a Mishana Dvorov. Everyone holds that Huta Miktsosa Huta Kula. Why does the Baraisa say Ketzed Omar Rabbi Kiva? So now let's go back to the Gemara, the third line of the Gemara. Omale Rove. So Rove said, Ule Rabbi, you're just chaplaining with me. Ule Rabbi Le Rabbi Kiva Mineche. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's beautiful. That means everything is good. All the bavas are good. Sefer b'mayim mukim lo. According to Rabbi, what is the case of the sefer that huta echod lehu huta v'acherim lehutru? The oma lekulchem. So Rabbi learned pshat that the sefer is speaking about mamid vorov. That he said lekulchem. He said kulchem. And if he would have known that the father said, he also would have said Kulchem. And by my Medvorov, even Rabbi Kiva holds Tehuhu Tevachem Lehutu. So Rove asks, but the Loshen of the Barais is Shver. Hai Dein Hu Rishin V'Hai Dein Hu Achim. That means if the Ran mentioned before the Gemara, when the Gemara first asked for the Barais, the Gemara wasn't Medayik this. But there's a Shrekleche Diyik in the Baraisa. The first Bava says, Huta Echot, Huta Kulam. The second Bava says, Huta Harishain, Huta Kulam. The third Bava says, Huta Ha'achain, Hu Huta Vacherim Lehutru. So where's the Anachin over here? Where's the Harishain? It should have said, Huta Echot, Huta Kulam. Elo Reishe, the Oma Lekulchem, that means the Mitziyosa. So Rav is saying as follows. There are three bovis in the Baraisa. The first Bove, he said Kulchem. And there we say, Huta Echot, Huta Kulo. Now, this first Bove is speaking about, according to Rabbe B'Meshane Dvorov, according to me, Afilu B'Maimed Dvorov, because every Maimed is also a Meshane, since we say Tofes Loshanach. That's the first Bove. The next, and that's, there it says, Huta Echot, Huta Kulo. The middle Bove, and the last Bove, has nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva. We finished with Rabbi Kiva. The Barais is telling us a case that according to everyone, sometimes all of them can be Mutter. In another case, according to everyone, all of them will be also besides the one that was Sutta. V'seifa k'goin shet tolon ze bo ze. That means the second case, he's saying as ze, he's asking this one, and this one should be koze, and the third one should be koze, shet tolon ze bo ze. V'oma ploini ki ploini, uploini ki ploini. So now we'll understand the last two cases. Huta ho, rishain, huta kulam. This has nothing to do with neder shuta mitzasi huta kulay. That, he was, if he was matter the first one, talking about, he was tailor one and the other. So, huta ho, rishain, huta kulam. According to everyone, according to the Chachomim. This is a Dava Muskim, because he was toile all of them in one and the other, Pliny ke Pliny. So if the first one was Huta, Huta Kulo. Huta Aachin, that's the third case. If the last one was Huta, so all of them are Muta. All of them are Muta. That means these are different nedarim, these are separate nedarim. It's not one big ned, the Huta Miktsosi, they were separate nedarim, but it was toile ze bo ze. And the Rashba says, the chiddush of this is, what's the chiddush? Two boves. We said pleini ke pleini. So in the first pleini became mutter, he's betoi, so with a pesach, is the shein is also mutter. No, that's mathematics. Pleini ke pleini. He says, no, the chiddush is, I would think the pleini kepleini, he only meant lagabi issa. Not, it should be completely kepleini. Pleini kepleini means just like pleini is also pleini kepleini. But if huta harishin, let's say there was a pesach, and the rishin became muta, I didn't mean pleini kepleini, that the second one also should be muta. That's the chiddush. No, pleini kepleini means, in all aspects, if it's Negeya Issa, they're all Asa. And if one will become Mutter, so if the Rishon was Mutter, so all are Mutter. If the Achen became Mutter, so only the Achen is Mutter, and the Rishonim are Asa. Let us see the Ran. Omalei Rove. So Rove told Rav Pope, Ule Rabbe Miniche, Seife B'mai Mukim Lo, the Omar Lekulchem. How did you learn the last case of the Baraisa? Kloimer b'mamit, that he said, he asks Kulchem, if you had known that the father is there, he still would have said Kulchem. Ritavrishis, ihochi, haidein horishin, vaidein huachin. Kloimer, if we're speaking about Kulchem, heich shaykh lemisne, rishin, vaachin, first one, the last one, but my colleague Rabbi Mitzios Rishin b'Seif Achrein, Avolameim Utavai Huta Echad Mehem. That means, according to you, it's all one bin a big halacha of Huta Miktzasi Huta Kulam. So what does after Rishin Achrein Huta Echad Huta Kulam? By Mishane it's Huta Echad Huta Kulam. If it's not, if it's Maimed, it's Huta Echad Huta Vachem Leyutu. Elo reishe dama lekulcha, kleima. Bein le didi, so Rove said like this. The reishe speaking about, he said kulcha. Bein le didi, bein le rabbe, reishe dama lekulcha. Viseife, and kleima, מציוסו בסחייסה בשטולם זה בו זה. אלו לדידי רישו במיימית, that it means he said kulchem, and if he would have known that this is the father, he would have said kulchem chutz miyabe, ולרבה במשנה. אבל כפונים, that's the end of a popis kashe, Rove, so Rove said a teretz, the whole case in this paraisa of Hutter, Neder Shutta Mikzos Yutta Kuloi, is only the first case, and according to Rove, it's speaking about Maimed, and according to Rabbi, it's speaking about Mishan. Okay, bait. Eisvei Rav Ade Bar Ave L'Rove. Now Rav Ade Bar Ave Est Akasha to Rove. We learned Koinam botzo shani toyim. A person asked onions. He's not going to eat onions. Shaha botzo ra leleif. Because onions are not good for the heart. In the stomach, he has heart troubles. So memele, he asked all onions. Omru loy. So after he made his neder, so they told him, aloy ha kufri yofel leleif. Kufli, the Rosh says, Botzel ha-godol shenispashel kol tzolchei. A large onion that became completely ripe, that's what the Rosh says. So a kufri, that's good for the heart. You made a koinam on onions, right? I agree with you that onions are not good for the heart. But a botzel ha-kufri is good for the heart. So it says as follows. Hutar bekufri. So the neder that acid onions, he had explained bishas he made the neder. Why is he acid onions? He said that because shehabotzel galalayt. So this is mustama called nitrayu pischayimai. That means he said klo. The reason he's acid onions is because they're not good for the heart. So memele. So the botzel akufri, which medically is good for the heart, so the botzel akufri zicha didn't become nesa, because the kainam was only because they're not good for the heart. V'loi bekufri bilvad huta. Now the braisa is, but not only is he mutter in the botzel akufri, ela b'chol abetzolim, he's mutter in all onions. Neter shehuta miktosai huta kuloi. Maisa hoya, v'itiroi rabmeya b'chol abtsola. Those are maisa, and such a maisa rabmeya said you can eat all betsola. My love. So the Gemara understood, the Oma, ilu hoyisi yedeya shakufri yofelelei, hoyisi oima kol abtsolim asurim, the kufri muta. So the Gemara understood. It is speaking about maimid dvorov. It's speaking about maimid dvorov. That means before he said koinam al kol abtzolim. And if he would have known that the kufri is good, he would say koinam al kol abtzolim, and then chutz mi botzel kufri. That's what he would have said, which is maimid dvorov. And according to Rav Meir, who holds Tofes Loshen Rishon, so this is a Maimid Dvorov, that you don't say Huter Miktsosai Huter Kuloi. So Rav Meir, this is a Kashe on Rove. As Rove had said, if you, by Maimid Dvorov, if you hold Tofes Loshen Rishon, you don't say Huter Miktsosai Huter Kuloi. Here we see Rav Meir, who holds Tofes Loshen Rishon. He says, Huta Miktsosai Huta Kuloi. So the Gemara answers, Loi, it's not speaking about Maimid Vorov. It's speaking about Ba'oima, Ilu, Hoyisi, Yaideya, Shakufri, Yofel, Aleit. He said, if I would have known Shakufri, Yofel, Aleit, Hoyisi, Aima, Botzel pleini upleini asurim. Bekufri muta b'mishane dvorov. No, by mishane dvorov, according to me, everyone holds that nedo shehuta miktsosai huta kule. ורב מאיר אליבא דרבי עקיבא. Now speaking about Mishnah Dvarot. So according to you, Rabbi, Rabbi Meir holds Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, because according to you, Rabbi, Davke Rabbi Kiva holds be Mishnah Dvarot huta mitzos yotekuloi. And that's according to you, Rabbi, and according to me, Aliba de Rabbanan. Everyone holds be Mishnah Dvarot huta mitzos yotekuloi. Let us see the Rabbi. Eisvei Rab Ade Lerov Kloima. So the Gemara and the Havamina understood that it's speaking about Mamed Dvorov. We have a kasha. Why, according to Rameya, do we say Huta Mitzase Huta Kula? Because Rameya holds tough as Loshen Rish. Kloima Vekasha Lerave the Omar be Mamed Pligi Umuki be Shamai Kerameya. That if you say Tophus Loshen Rishon, who Huter, Vacherem Loyutu. Umideinu Kerameya, if Peshame holds like Rameya, Mash Medrei Nami Svirleke Bosayu. That means if Peshame, since Peshame holds like Rameya, so the Mamid Dvorov is not considered Mishane Dvorov, because you say Tophus Loshen Rishon, so therefore, you say who huta v'achayim lo yutru. So according to Ramei, who holds tofes loshen rishon, it also should be the same din that who huta v'achayim lo yutru. The medinu keramei mash medrami nami svir leke vasayu. Ramei holds like beishamai. The oviv muta v'kula nasurim. V'kan hita Ramei kol apzolim. Here Ramei was mata kol apzolim. Zokteran, so this is not only Akasha and Rabbe, the Chosh came to Kasha le Rabbe, and Rabbe Zichishver. The Omer de Bemaime Divrei Hakel, Kulu Asurin, Ba'obi Mutter. Rabbe said, by Mamed Vorov, everyone holds that, that Hu Mutter, Ba'kulu Asurin. There's no such tane, according to Rabbi Bimamid Dvorov, that you say Huta Mikzase Huta Kula. So the Kashe is stronger on Rabbi than on Rabbi. According to Rabbi, we're asking Rameya Lishitosai. Rameya is saying something that no Tana holds. There isn't any Tana that holds B'may Midvor of Huta Mikzose Huta Kula. Elo, the Mishum Dahach Mas Nisen Toni Rameya Behedye. Now why did the Gemara mention Rove? Because in this Baraisa it says Rameya. V'rovu hu da'at kerei l'rameya, and Rove spoke about Rameya, Rove said, Rameya, Beishami holds like Rameya, and therefore we say, hu hu tavacherem loy hutru, akshulei l'rove, so we yes loy trovo. But Nemesin, the kashe, according to Rabbi, is even a shverer kashe. According to Rabbi, there is no tan at all that holds by my midvor of you say, hu ta mitzose hu ta kul. Ubedinu. So now the Ran says, the kasha and rove is really not to gefelach. Abe motzi lishnuye, the heide beishamei sovri lo kerameya. Take beishamei holds like rameya. Beishamei holds, you say, tofes loshen rishon. And therefore, if he said first kulchem, and if he would have known that the father's there, he would have also said kulchem chutz mi ab, and you say tofes loshen rishon, which is mamid dvorov. So that's true. Rav said beishamei holds like rameya. Avol rameya loisvira leike vosayu, but we don't have to say that rameya holds like beishamei. Ela ke beisilu. Rameya can hold like beisilu. Vafilu bimamit shori. And so Bethem, this kasha we could have answered that Rameya holds afilu bimamit dvorov, you will say, neda shuta mikzose hutikuloi, because here Rameya will say tofes loshanach. Why? Denn der Hei, der Omer, Rab Meir, Tofes Loschen Rishayn, Ein noch ein Name, Rab Meir, Seh Tofes Loschen Rishayn, Hani Milik, Shes Zeusel, Seh Ezeh. The whole Londis of Rab Meir, that he says Tofes Loschen Rishayn, is when a person says two statements. In one statement is contradictory to the second statement. He said, Harei zu tmuras oilo. Fine. Then he says further, Harei zu tmuras shlomim. So, one statement is contradictory to the other statement. So, Rav Meir says, there we say, Tofes Loshen Rish. Avo b'she'ein oisoisa, but when the second statement is not soisa the first statement. Ba'oim echutz minabe. So then he holds, then you say, Tovas losh nachem faket, then we make it one big statement. You can't make one apples and pears. So if he said, t'muras oilo, t'muras shlomim, that doesn't become one, these are stiridik. So you have to decide which dibur is the ikadibur. So he says, the ikadibur is the first dibur. But if he says, kulchem chutz me'abe, so then Rab Meir, or then you say, tovus lo shenachin, so the chutz me'abe is explaining the kulchem. So then it's mishana dvor. Avo b'shein ne'soise, by mechutz me'abe, svilei de bigmar dvor of odom nitfas. So me'mele, the way the Gemara asked the kasha, an rove, Rove could have very easily answered the kasha that Rav Meir does not hold like Beis Shammai. Rav Meir only holds Tofes Loshen Rishon by Soiser Dvorov, not by Mevayeres Dvorov. El the Lefum, Taimei the Makshe, the Mukikam Rav Meir ke Beis Shammai. You want to say it's speaking about Mami Dvorov. So I'll say the Lab of Mami too. So I'll tell you, Yakasha Bechlal is not Shver. It's not speaking about Mamid. Ela b'mishane l'rabe. No, it's speaking about b'mishane according to Rabbe. Rab Meir alibid Rabbe Kive. The Rabbe leisvilei de b'shame ke Rab Meir. Hilkach metzinu lukmei l'arme alibid Rabbe Kive. So according to Rabbe, by Mishana Dvor of the Zamach Loikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim, and Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Kiva, that by Mishana Dvor, we say, Ned, the Shuta Mikzosi Utekula. Ule Rove Dona Bemahapach Dvor of the Vrei Hakel Mute, Koi Rabbi Meir, Ke Divrei Hakel. So Mamela, that was Rove's Teretz, not the way you understood. It is speaking about the Mami Dvor, it's speaking about the Mishana Dvor, and according to you, Alibi de Rabbi Kiva, according to Rab, Alibi de Rabbi Kiva, according to Rav, Alibi de Kulei Alma. Eisvei Ravine L'Rove. Now Ravine is the Akasha and Rove. Rabbi Nosen Oimer, Yesh Neder, Shemikzosoi muter, umikzosoi osa. There's a nether, that part of the nether is muter, and part of the nether is osa. Keitza. Noda min hakalkola. Now there were te'enim in this kalkola. Now there are different types of te'enim. Vahoyu bo, and it seems this person, let's be Megashim Dinyan, this person was allergic to Ta'inim. And he knew the only way he could control himself of not eating Ta'inim is he made a Kainim on the Ta'inim. So Memele, so no doubt, mina kolkola. But there was certain Ta'inim, b'noi shuach is a certain type of a Ta'inim, it's a white Ta'inim, that he wasn't allergic to this taina. So, on B'nai Shuach, he never would have asked it. B'nai Shuach, he could eat. So now, Noda mina kalkola. There was a kalkola full of different types of taina. And there was also in this kalkola, B'nai Shuach. Now, the B'nai Shuach, he could eat. He wasn't allergic to the B'nai Shuach. Ba'ama, he said, Ilu ha'yisi yodeya shebenois shuach b'soicha. If I would know that there's b'nei shuach tainim there also, lo'y ha'yisi noida. I wouldn't have made the nether to aser the whole kalkola, because it's b'nei shuach. So Rabbi Nosson said as follows, ha'kalkola asura. That means all the tainim in the kalkola are also. B'neish shuach mutoreis. The b'neish shuach hamuta, because the never was lave to asa b'neish shuach. Ilu ha'yisi yadesh b'neish shuach b'seich le'yisi neida. That means he never would have asked b'neish shuach. So he made a neder, and Rabbi Nosson says, part of the neder is chal, because on part of the neder he had kabon. And ta'aser, and part of the nether is not chal. That's the chelik of the nether of the b'nei shuach. The b'nei shuach, the never was a nether on b'nei shuach, because he would have known that this b'nei shuach never would have asked it. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva, the limeid nether shehuter miktsosoi huter kuloi. So we have here a baraisa, Amachloikis Rabbi Kiva in Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says it is speaking about, Rav Nosson says that the, only the B'nai Shuach is Mutter and all the other Tainim are also. And Rabbi Kiva says, Neder Shehuta Mikzosa Yehuta Kula. My love. So the Gemara understood what is the case. The Omar, he said, Ilu Hoyisi Yoideya Shebnai Shuach Besaicho. If I would have known that there's b'nei shuach b'seichi, ha'yisi oimer, teinim shchoyreis ulevonais asureis, b'nei shuach mutoreis. Now, so it's mishane dvorov. It's mishane dvorov. And by mishane dvorov, we see that we have a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Kiva, Upligi Rabbonon. So Ivekashan Rove. So it's speaking about Mishane Dvorov, and we have here Akasha and Rove. That what? That Rove said by Mishane Dvorov, everyone holds Neder Shehuta Mikzose Huta Kuloi. And here it says that Afke Rabbi Kiva says Neder Shehuta Mikzose Huta Kuloi, and Rab Nosson said that Afke B'nai Shuach HaMutoreis and all the other Tainim are also. So the Gemara says, Loi. So Rav answered, Loi. Bo'oima ilu ha'yisi yoideya she'b'nai Shuach b'soicho ha'yisi oimer kola kal kola asura u'b'nai Shuach mutoreis. So it's speaking about Mamidvorov. And Mamidvorov, Rabbi Kiva holds his mutter. Because your stuff is Loshen Achrein. And the Chachamim hold that also. Ksel Tov is Loshen Rish. Period. So no kash. Man tane loho de tono rabono. Noda mechamishe bnei odom ke'echot. A person made a nether on five people. Huta le'echot mehem hutru kulo. Chutz me'echot mehen Humuta Vahina Surin. So Lachaire, the Sefer is speaking about Mamid Dvorov. He would have said Chutz Meyachod Mehen. And the Reish is speaking about Mishana Dvorov. Ila Rabbe, Reish Rabbe Kive, Vesefer Divrei Hakel. Ila Rove, Sefer Rabbonon, Vereish Divrei Hakel. That means that's, I mean, that is what Rav says by Mamed Dvorov, the Chachomim hold that it's also, and Mishane Dvorov, everyone holds that it's Mutter. That is the Sugya. Now, let us see the Ran. Now the Ran is going to make he's going to wind up the Sugya here. Zoktera, yeish neder shemekzosoi muter umekzosoi osam. נראה לי, דמקצוסוי מוטר, בלוי שאלה קומה. That means this case, that he said, אילו אייסי ידי שבני שוח בסייכו, he wouldn't have asked the bnei shuach. You don't need shaila on this. Kiven sheyesh tois bika haneda shezelay niskavan libnei shuach loyla. I mean, just like he didn't want to ask his father, never would have asked bnei shuach. There was no kavana on bnei shuach. Rabbi Kivehi. Upligi rabbonon olei bitmiye. The Gemara understood it speaking about Mishane Dvorov. So, Davke Rabbi Kive. Ile Rabbe reishe leze leze Rabbi Kive. Kloima b'mishane b'seif d'amakuchen d'vahakel kloima b'mamit. לרוב הרשע לזה ולזה ודברי הכל קלוימה במשנה, בספר כולכם ורבונון, קלוימה במיימת. זאת תראה, ולעניין הלוכה. Now, how do we pass? We have here two מחלויקס, here מחלויקס הבקיבן לחכומים, בסלום בשמי, and then we have a machlokes, Rabbe and Rove. Linyan aloche, kaimolon, kerabbe kiva, alibe de beisilu. That's all one shita, de neder, shohutar, miktsosai, hutaku. Period. Ube plukte, de Rabbe verove. Now, the machlokes of Rabbe verove. So the answer is, we have a problem. Even the Ikala Meimer, the Hilchus of Kerabe, there's a sport to say we should paskin like Rabbi. That Rabbi says, Dafke be Mishane Dvorov, you say Huta Mitzosoi. By Mame Dvorov, you don't say Huta Mitzosoi. Shem Dave Rabbi the Rove. He was the Rebbe of Rove. So if you paskin like the Rebbe. The Ikala Meimer, the Hilchus of Kerabe, Mishem the Basrohu. Rove is a Basro, so we paskin like the Basro. So I don't know how to paskin. So not knowing how to paskin, laktinen ke rabbe lechumre. So therefore we'll paskin lechumre like rabbe. De be mamid, kulen asurim, bovid muter. Ube mishane, bein meprat leklal. Ubein mechlal leprat, kulen mutorim. Vechein posa karam banzal. So he says, lahaloche, we have a machloikis rabbe, and Rove, so lechumre we paskin like Rabbe, that davke by mishane we say huta miktsosai, by mamid vorov we say that ovev huta v'kulan nasur. Chaim posa karam banza. Miu. Now he comes into a new shaila. Ike mandi yoma. The chi omar, the bemaimid, kulon asurim. That, what, we paskin like Rabbe, that by maimid vorov kulon asurim, davke dumye demas nisin, shloi hoyo yoideya sho'oviv beinayim. He did not know that the father was there. Hilkach, that means like this. Let's talk about the case. He saw five people eating his tainim, and he said, Kulchem asurim. Then he found out that the father was there. He says, ooh, if I would have known the father was there, I would have said, Kulchem asurim chutz meyad. So we say that Kulam asurim chutz meyad, but there's no nether shuta miktsasi uta kulam. Hilkach. Kivin shehu maimit, since he's maimit dvorov, ein kan neder shehuta miktsosai, there's no neder shehuta miktsosai, lefi sheoviv loy hoyo loilom bechlal haneder. because the father never was Bechlal the Neder. We see from this person that Kulchem does not mean all of you, because if you have known the fathers, they would also have said Kulchem. So Kulchem means you all, not all of them. That doesn't mean it's not inclusive. So when he said Kulchem the first time, the father was not included, because he never meant to ask the father. So Kulchem, he meant to ask four of the five people. That's the Kulchem. And if he would have known the father was there, he would have said the same neder. So the never was Chal a Heter in the neder. That means the first neder was only Kailo four people to begin with. And if he would known that the father is there, he would have also said Kulchem. So Memele, so the never was a heta in the nethers, never suta miktsosai. Kulchem only includes all the people besides the father. And all these people besides the father, never was a heta on them. They were also, and they are now also also. And the father was never asa. But what is if he asked everything? And then he was shoyel on one of the platim. Uchemasnisin the Paischin, like the Mishnah of Paischin Bekovit Shabbosis, Kivin Shohuter Echad Memaidei Shaila Hutru Kulam. Now I'd like to explain this. These Yesh Oimrim are saying as follows. We had a case that a person said, I'm not going, Koinem Boso V'yayin Kolashon. A whole year he's not going to eat meat and not going to drink wine. Fine. A whole year means 365 days of the year. He's not going to eat meat. He's not going to drink wine. So someone comes over to him. He says, you know, it's not to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's not a mitzvah. That's an aveira, you should know. You mitztaya yourself. There's no einik Shabbos. There's no einik Yom Tov. So this is a Pesach. That means the nether was chal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because when he made the nether, he knew that in 365 days, the Shabbos Mi'am Mitzvah, he asked everything. Now he's making a Pesach. But if I would have known that there's an Issa to not to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I wouldn't have asked Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he shoyel on the nether, we're not to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So now we have here a nether that was made on 365 days of the year. Through the shaila, it became hutter, mitzvah of the nether. The Shabbos Yom Tov became hutter. So here we have a clear case of nether shehuta mitzvosoi, hutter kulay. That means, afilu, we would ask him, if you would have known that you're not allowed to make a nether, if you would have known that it's not proper to abstain from meat and wine Shabbos and Yom Tov, what would you have said? He says, I would have said, I'm asking a whole year chutz mishabos. It means, afilu, it wouldn't be mishana l'shaynai. He would say the same lashon like he said before. But al koponim, the first case, he had said a neder, which included 365 days. In this 365 days, Shabbos was included. If you're shoyel on the neder, so it's huta miktsasei huta kulay. This is a chelik of the neder became huta. The difference between shaila and oviv, there's a meyde kechilik. If there are five people eating, his ta'inim, and he says, all of you are also titetain. So he never meant the father. He never meant it because he didn't know that the father was there. So the father was never Nessa. The four people were Nessa. So if the neder was all four, so there's no huta miktsosai huta kuloi. There's no, That means the nether asset four people. The father was never Nessa. So the four people that he asset are always also. The father he never asset. So there is no case of Uta Miktsosai Uta Kulai. Unless he's Mishanet Vorov. Mishanet Vorov means that no, when I said Kulcham I meant all five. And so the Melin, and it wasn't Chal on the father. So then we say it's Uta Miktsosai Uta Kulai. But if it's not Mishanet Vorov, by him Kulcham means four, so Memele, so there never was Uta Miktsosai Uta Kulai. The father was always Muta. And the four was always also. That's Davke if the nether was never Chal on the father. But if the nether was Chal on all 365 days, he asked Bosvi on 365 days, and now he shoyel on Shabbosis, so now a chelik of the nether became Huta. If a chelik of the nether became Huta, then we say nether shehuta miktsasei huta kulay. That is what in the so, and here it doesn't matter if he's mamet dvorim mishanet dvorim, because al kaponim here the nether was huta miktsasei huta kulay. That's what the Ran says. Miu ikeman de yoma the chi yoma anochemol de bemamet kulan asurim davke dumye de masnishin shloihoya yedeya shaviv beinayim. He did not know that his father was the hilkach. Kivin shohu mamid enka neder shohuta miktsosai. Lefi shaviv lehoya lo'aylam bichlal ha-neder. The father never became nesa. The neder was only chal on the other four oichlim. So there's no huta miktsosai huta kulom if he's mamid dvorah. Avol b'shekulon bichlal. But if everything was bechlal v'neder, v'nishal al echad mehem, uchem asnisin de poisrim, like the Mishnah poisrim bekvoit Shabbosis, that first he asked Bosa v'yayin on all, the whole year, 365 days of the year. And now he's mater a chelik of this neder, kimen shehuta echad mehem aydei shayla, hutru kulam. A moire de kolomdis, and it makes a lot of sense. Ve'ein kein das Ramban zal, but the Ramban disagrees with this. Bil choisa, shehu soiver. The Ramban says that filu ki aygavne. If it's mamid dvorov le'omar neder shuta miktsosei huta kuloi ela b'mishane avo b'mamid loy. Now I'd like to explain the shitas Ramban l'chayre. And Mishkol Rishin, the Ramban is a pellet. Understand, the first Loshin is beautiful. Here's Neder Shuta Miktsosai Huta Kula. So, Dachsachmir, Pshatan Ramban is, and then later I saw in Shari Yitzchak Dachsachmir, he says something similar. The Ramban learned a different Lomdis of Neder Shuta Miktsosai Huta Kula. That means as follows. If we'll learn it's a truk in the Exeris HaKosev. We had a Yerushalmi and Daf Gimel Lamed Beis, Kola Yaitzim Ipiv Yase, Pim Ekaim the whole nether, then it's Kola Yaitzim Ipiv, if a Chela became Mutter. If it's Exeris HaKosev, we could very well understand the first Loshen. But there's another Svarit. Let's go back to the case of Oviv Ve'imoy. When a person said, I said, Kulchem, there were five people eating my tainim. I did not, I was far away, didn't see who was eating. I said, all of you are not allowed to eat the tainim. Not all of you, means all five. Now, later I found out one of them is my father. Fine, my father did want to ask him. So there's a tois in the Loshen HaNeder. So there's a lomdis that the whole neder was said betois. That means if there's a tois b'miktas, so the whole neder is a mutedike loshen. That means like this, but the words kulchem, I did not want to say at all, because the words kulchem are misleading. They come to ask of the father also. That kulchem, the word kulchem, Als the word of Kulchem, it asks the Father. And I don't want to ask the Father. So, Memele, so those words of Kulchem, which ask the other four people, it's also Toistikivelta. That means because the statement, the whole statement of Kulchem, which is an inclusive statement, was said betois. I never wanted such a lotion of Kulchem. And that means by Mishanet Vov, he says, if I would have known that I would never said the lotion Kulchem. So what is Pshat? So the lotion that is asking the other four was said betois. Then we say Neder, so if a chelik of the Neder is betois, so the whole thing is betois. So the whole, that means if Kulchem is koilul of it, and I don't want to aser of it, so the whole lotion of Kulchem is a toistic lotion. So if there's a tois be mitzah, so the whole lotion is Neder shuta mitzah sehut kulay, because there's a tois in the whole lotion. But if I'm Mamid Dvorov, and I say, the word Kulchem is beautiful. I would have said Kulchem chutz miyabe. But the word Kulchem, there's nothing wrong with the word Kulchem. So Memele, so there's no toys in the word Kulchem. So then we hold that the four other Oichlam are also. So the Ramban says, was geht mir on? That a person said, I'm asering Bosser v'yayin 365 days of the year. Now we shoil on Shabbos is v'yomim toiv. And we asked him, what, if you would have known that you, not an Indian to abstain from Bosser v'yayin on Shabbos and Yontov, what would you have said? So he said, I would have said, I won't eat Bosser v'yayin the whole year. Chutz von Shabbos v'yontov. So that means, so what is he saying? That the lotion of Bosa V'yayin Kol HaShone is not a mutadike lotion. He was shoyel on Shabbos V'yontov, but the lotion that is answering the rest of the year is not a mutadike lotion. So then the Ramban held there's no din of Neder Shuta Mikzos Yitakula. If it's like Zeres HaKosu, that if a heter was chal in a chelik of the nether, that gufi creates a heter in the whole nether. Fine. Then we can understand the first day. It's the first day. There was chal a heter in the nether. The Ramban learns that some of it was chal a heter in the nether. What does it have to the rest of the nether? But if the heter, if the toys of the nether, shows us that the whole nether was said improperly. The nether shouldn't have been said the way it was said. So the toys b'miktsas creates a toys in the whole nether. So therefore the whole nether becomes mutter. That is dafke if mishanet vorov. But if it's mamet vorov, so that means that this toys in no way affects the rest of the nether. There's no toys in the rest of the nether. No vos, this chelik became mutter. So this chelik become mutter, the rest becomes also. Now let's just, the ain came das on Ramban sal bil chaysov. Shehu soiver. Dafiluki ay gavne, lo yoma nether shuta mikzosoi, huta kuloi, ela bimishane, avul bimamid loy. So we hear if you are machlekes, the Ramban, and the first day.